It's similar to a three-wheel motorcycle. Officers actually stand up on the unit. So it has a wider base than the Segway, but it's three wheels. It's you know, outfitted with both lights, sirens, you know, any of the typical mechanicals of a police cruiser.
And I assume it's an electric vehicle?
Yes, it's an all-electric green vehicle. So, you know, it's actually saving us resources by being able to plug those vehicles up. And so, you know, it takes, you know, a couple hours to get a full charge on it. But once charged, you know, the average battery life cycle is about 4 hours.
For how long and where in the city will the vehicle be tested?
We'll be testing those throughout the city. Primarily, we'll be testing over the Rhine, downtown, the central business section, including the banks, but also several of the neighborhood business districts throughout the city.
Now, what is it about the T3 Motion electric stand-up vehicle that will help the police do their jobs, providing the testing goes okay, better than what the police department has now?
Well, we're really looking at, you know, all available resources to add to our fleet just to improve efficiency, service delivery. The T3s, they will actually increase our accessibility and visibility within crowds in an urban environment. So, you know, where cruisers, you know, are bound by the streets, you know, if we have big, large parades or community gatherings, things like that, the T3s are able to go from sidewalk to streets, and they actually can actually enter buildings such as malls, things like that, large open areas.
So the T3 Motion electric stand-up vehicle, how much does it cost?
It costs about $11,000 to $12,000, which is a pretty good deal considering, you know, other fleet costs that we have.
And if the police department finds that it likes the vehicle, that the tests are successful, how many would the department buy?
We would have, you know, just a couple per each district. So, you know, initially starting out, we would, you know, maybe like to have 10. But that's part of the test phase of it, is to see, you know, how many we would need to cover, you know, the business districts within the district, the police districts. But so that's part of the testing phase, is to really kind of to determine how many we would need to add to our fleet.
If the tests go well, the Cincinnati Police Department hopes to put the T3 stand-up electric vehicles in service in every police district by this fall. I'm Steve Hirschberg.